तपोकथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमतातं भुवि गृह्णन्ति जि बुरिदायनाः. द नेक्चर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज द लाइफ फॉर दोज हु आर स्कॉर्च्ड बाय द वर्ल्ड, द वर्ल्ड्स विच हैव बीन अटर्ड बाय द नॉर्स ऑफ ट्रूथ विच वाइप आउट सिंस विच आर बेनिफिशियल which are beautiful, which are pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna recorded by Swami Brahmananda. As you know, Christ's teachings are recorded by four persons, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sometimes we find same stories described by different people differently. Same story. Some places you find more words, some places less words. Descriptions, some places more details, some places less details. Very common. Do you know why is it common? Because each person is different. Suppose I am talking to you and you are asked, write down about your impression. Each person's record will be different. Same talk, 10 people understood in 10 ways. It is very normal, natural. Because we understand according to our mental makeup, our understanding. So sometimes we find the gospel which is recorded by M, and the gospel, there are five people recorded Ramakrishna's gospel. First, a Brahmo, Girish Chandra Sen, recorded in 1878 when Ramakrishna was alive. Second gospel was recorded by Suresh Chandra Dattu in 1884, Ramakrishna was alive. Third gospel was recorded by Ramchandra Dattu. At that time, Ramakrishna was alive. Next, the elaborate gospel was recorded by M after Ramakrishna's passing away. But he recorded everything in his diary. So this 1,000 pages book came from his diary. Place, person, who were there, what he talked, immediately he recorded. At that time, you remember, there is no tape recorder, all by longhand. So he recorded, and then he went home, and through meditation, he developed. That is the Gospel of Ramakrishna. Next is this small book. I think there are 284 teachings are there, recorded by Swami Brahmananda, spiritual son of Sri Ramakrishna. So that, we give classes on the Gospel of Ramakrishna, I think 202 talks I have given. And this small book we have started because we shall hear something new. Some teachings here are very short, but in the gospel, elaborate. We shall compare those two teachings. It would be like a research study of the gospel that we are doing. This chapter is Guru. Could you go to my room and bring my the English translation which is on my bed? You will find a thin English translation of the backdoor key is this one there. Guru ek upaguru many. Guru is one, but subsidiary gurus are many. Your diksha guru, the person who will initiate you, that is your main guru in a spiritual life. But you can learn spiritual things from many, many, many teachers. That doesn't matter. So, as I told you in the very beginning, guru, gu means darkness, ignorance. Ru means remover, destroyer. The person who removes, destroys the ignorance of the disciple is the guru. In the Bhagavatam, there are 24 gurus. It is in the 11th book of the Bhagavatam that he is going to talk to us. First guru, you see how we learn. The ancient time, the yogis learned from nature. How did you learn? How did you gain this knowledge? I had many, many gurus. You have also many gurus, many teachers in your life. When you went to from the kindergarten up to their bachelor's or master's degree, hundreds and hundreds of teachers you had. And you learned something new from each one of them. But do you know who is our first guru? Mother. Our mother is our first guru. We learn from the mother first. Mother, father. First guru is Prithivi. This earth is the guru. What do we learn from the earth? Forbearance. People are destroying, throwing bomb, experimenting this, that. On this Mother Earth is forbearing, forbearing, forbearing. Yeah. Thank you. It is amazing that how we learn from the Mother Earth. Holy Mother used to say, Prithivir mata shojya gun chai. One should have power of endurance, power of forbearance, like the Mother Earth. She never complains, because you are all my children. You are living with me. Second guru is the space, Akasha. Cloud, sometimes we see some tornado blowing. So many things are going on in space. But asangasprishta, unaffected. Sometimes, you have seen, sometimes the airplane goes, you know, it releases the exhausts, then it disappears. So he's telling, I learned from my space how to be unaffected, unattached, untainted. This is the space, cosmic space. Who destroys this space? We. If you go to Los Angeles, oof. I lived there 7 years. Smog. In the afternoon, eye irritation. All millions of cars exhaust. You cannot see, it is like semi-cloud, you know, cloudy. they sometimes forecast that those who are old people don't come out. There will be a breathing problem. Third, bole Vayu Guru, air. Air is the Guru. Bole, how, what did you learn from the air? Unaffected. Sometimes the air blows through the flower garden, you get the flower fragrance. If the air blows over your garbage cans, you get garbage odor. But the air is unaffected. That I learned. Try to have divine fragrance. My fourth guru was water. Could you imagine if there is no water in this world, we die. That is the reason we call, the name of the water is called prana. Prana, life. What does the water do? 75-80% of human body is water. Fluid. Water cleanses our body. Water cleanses the whole city through the sewer system. How, what, who? Really, we cannot think anything about. We take it for granted that we have water, we have air. I sometimes say, who created water and air? Not the President of the United States. God. Without air, without water, we are all dead. So I learned from this water, from the air. I learned from the fire. Agni. Agni is my guru, which purifies everything. If you read the Greek mythology, you will find that who brought fire to this world and the Jews, you know, he persecuted him.
Prometheus.
I forgot his name.
Prometheus.
Prometheus. Fire. If there is no fire, you cannot cook your food. You cannot get the heat. Fire is my guru. It molodahok. It burns all the impurities. Then I made my moon became my guru. Do you know what did I learn from the moon? Moon, sometimes full moon, sometimes new moon. Moon expands and contracts, diminishes. Moon remains the same, which is the position of the earth, you know. That is the way we see every 15 days, new moon and full moon. Moon changes the position. Similarly, I learned janma mrityu, birth and death. This body expands from the childhood, youth, middle age, old age, dies. It expands, it contracts. But Atman is birthless, deathless. Then the moon is my guru. Then I learned from the sun. What does the sun do? It takes the vapor, it heats on the ocean, takes the moisture, makes the cloud, and again drops rain. That is the sun's job. Similarly, the holy person, sage, he takes all the virtues in this world within himself and he distributes, he gives away. He never keeps anything for himself. Then Kaput is my guru, pigeon. Do you know what did you learn from the pigeon? A couple of pigeons had some small siblings, children, and small fledglings. One hunter trapped them. And the parents came back when food and saw their children are all caught by the hunter. They out of affection, they are blind, they jump into the net and they are also caught. But I learned from these pigeons that excessive attachment can bring destruction to you. The affection for the children caused the destruction of the pigeon. Nati sneho prasango va kurtebha kvapi kenochit. Too much attachment is no good. It will bring bondage. Arnab is my guru, ocean. What did I learn? It is vast, deep. Tribhajmane durata. Nobody can cross it, the vastness of the heart. Your heart should be vast, like ocean. Then python was my guru, snake. Python doesn't move. Through sound or through breath, he attracts the insects or other animals and eat. So a holy person, if you are really deeply spiritual, sit in one place. People will bring food to you. You will not have to go to beg door to door, like the mendicants. Of course, in America, you do not have that kind of system. In India, especially Uttarakhand, all householders generally love to feed the holy people, monks, mendicants. They're roaming from place to place, so they feed them. Then Patanga is my guru, moth. What does the moth do? The moment they see the fire, they rush and they burn themselves. Because they see the beauty of the fire. So some people, seeing the physical beauty of man and woman, they like Patanga, they kill themselves. Then men, they get caught by Maya. Madhukar is my guru. Bee is my guru. Do you know why? Bee goes from flower to flower and collects honey. So a real holy person will not beg from one house, either three homes or five homes or seven homes. So they beg food. In our order, when we took our vows after 9 years, you will have to beg. You may be a son of a very rich man or doesn't matter. With barefooted, you will have to go and beg from door to door. Why? So that your ego must be humble. Just to shatter your ego, you will have to beg. And whatever you will get from begging, that you will eat. Cooked food. I remember I went for begging. So seeing me, one person said, we have not yet started cooking, but you will have to wait in front of my door. Because if a monk leaves my door without getting anything, it would be inauspicious for us. You will have to wait. Do you know what that woman did? She cut some sliced up eggplant and tried to fry it immediately and gave me 2-3 pieces of fried eggplant. Then I went to another home. Seeing me, that lady was starting to cry. And she brought a lot of food for me. Rice, vegetables, dal, various kinds of dishes. I have a cloth bowl, so they put everything in my cloth bowl, cloth bag. And that I came and eat sitting on the bank of the Ganges. 3 days, you will have to beg. So that is the way traditional monks move. They do not cook, they do not carry anything, completely depending on God. So the bee is my guru. Then Kori is my guru. Elephant is my guru. A she-elephant, the elephant hunters, do you know what do? They send the she-elephant in the jungle. And the she-elephant touches the male elephant, and she brought all the flock of elephants in the cage of the hunter, and all elephants are caught. Well, seeing the she-elephant, I realized that how touch can bring bondage to you. Then Madhuha is my guru. The person who gathers honey. They break the honeycomb and make the honey and sell the market. So it means, Madhuha, that if you save, you know, like a miserly person, then somebody will enjoy your savings. As Sri Ramakrishna said, rich people's savings go to four places: robber, doctor, lawyer, and spoiled children. They will take away, enjoy your money. Not all lawyers, you know, we need lawyers, but we need doctors. But we don't need robbers. What is saying? The rich people, they have a lot of property, a lot of litigation, so they have to spend money for the lawyers. That's the reason. Then, deer was my guru. The hunters play some music, and deer, they love music. They can't hear the music and come, and they get trapped by the hunters. Mean my guru. Mean means fish. You know, they put the bait and put some kind of beautiful, some kind of fragrance in the bait, and getting there to smell the fish come and swallow the bait, and they are caught. So be careful about your sense organs. Control, jitam sarvam jite rasi. If you have control of the tongue, you have control of all other organs. Be careful about your tongue. Pingala, my guru. Pingala was the name of a prostitute. She is my great guru. Why? That girl waited whole night to have a customer. Nobody came to her that night. So early in the morning, she was disappointed, and she repeated, Asahi paramam dukkham, nairashyami paramam sukham. Hope is the cause of bondage, misery, and hopelessness is the cause of happiness. Do not hope. Expectation. So whole night I expected for a man, if I would expect whole night for God, perhaps I would see God. So this prostitute became his guru. Kuror guru. Kuror is a chill, kite. A kite once grabbed a fish and was about to eat, sitting on a branch of a tree, and a flock of crows attacked the kite. So kite took the fish and just again flying and trying to go another place, but the crows always chased the kite. Then all of a sudden, accidentally, the fish dropped from the beak of the kite on the ground, and all crows went to that direction. Then the kite sat on the branch of a tree and said, now I have peace. If you have object of enjoyment, everybody will attack you. But if you have nothing, you are at peace. So the kite became my guru. Then a young little child became my guru, who is completely free from worries and anxieties. Then Kumari, a virgin girl, became my guru. Once, some guest came to that virgin, to the house of that girl. Her parents are not at home. So seeing so many guests, she went to make some rice. So she had several bangles in her hand. So when she was making rice, and so bangles are making noise. That is not a very good sign. These people, the guest will think that we are very poor. So what she did, she started to remove one bangle after another. And at last, one bangle, left side, left hand, and the right hand. So, seeing that, Abhidhita says, I was that. And I went to that girl and said, you are my guru. Do you know what did I learn from you? A monk should live alone. Then there will be no noise, no fight, no gossip, no chit-chat. Only you can live in God. You know how many ways you can think and you can learn. That is 20. 21. Sharu Nirmata is my guru. I saw a man who was a blacksmith making the arrow. And he has so much concentration that he is making that arrow sharpened. He was trying to sharpen the arrow. By the roots, there is some music, some dancing or going on. But he did not listen to anything. His one-pointed concentration is wonderful. And that is the reason I went to him and said, you are my guru. You have tremendous concentration. Then snake is my guru. Why? A snake does not build any house. A snake lives under the ground of somebody's house. So a real monk should not build any house. Always live in cottages or in the temples, in many places in India, the monks live. No home, homeless. They live in monastery. Urnanabha Guru, a spider, is my guru. What does the spider do? It makes a cobweb from its own saliva. From its own body makes a cobweb, and any insect or anything comes, it eats. So God created this whole world out of himself, like the spider. He creates, he preserves, and he destroys, like a spider. The spider became my guru. Kumbhrepoka, my guru. What is Kumbhrepoka? Kind of bumblebee, which is very afraid of the cockroaches. So out of fear, it shrinks. And then it thinks day and night about the cockroach and then becomes cockroach. He was telling that whatever you think, that you will be. Sometimes the thinking may come through anger, through fear, or through love. So whatever you think, if you day and night think holy things, you will be holy. If you day and night think, if you think the bad things, you will be bad. So it depends upon your thoughts. Your thought will make you what you are. This Abhidhita had 24 gurus, I explained to you. But he had another extra guru. Do you know who is that guru? Your own body. My body is my guru. With this body I can realize God, with this body I can destroy myself. With that, in the Manchester, that young man, he killed himself and he killed so many people. Your body is your guru. With this body, you can realize God. So, in a spiritual life, one should have a guru. So I told you in brief, 24 gurus of the Avadhuta, it is in the 11th book of the Bhagavatam. Guru, number 2. Ek din machher upor diye jete jete Avadhuta dekhte pele samne dhak dol bajate bajate khub jagjomok kore bor asche ar ekdike ekbad ek mone apnar lokkhe dike cheye ache ek jhak kore je bor asche shedike ekbaro cheye dekhche na Avadhuta sei badke namaskar kore bolle tumi amar guru jokhon ami bhagwaner dhyane bosbo tokhon jano তার প্রতি ওইরূপ লক্ষ্য থাকে ওয়ান ডে অ্যাজ দি অবধূত ওয়াজ ওয়াকিং অ্যাক্রস এ মেডো হি স এ ব্রাইডাল প্রসেশন কামিং টুয়ার্ডস হিম উইথ লাউড বিটিং অফ ড্রামস অ্যান্ড গ্রেট পাম্প হার্ড বাই হি স এ হান্টার ডিপলি অ্যাবজর্বড ইন এইমিং অ্যাট হিজ গেম and perfectly inattentive to the noise and pomp of the procession, casting not even a passing look at it. The Avadhuta, saluting the hunter, said, Sir, that you are my guru. When I sit in meditation, let my mind be concentrated upon the object of meditation as thine has been on your game. Here we find a little bit, you see, sometimes stories, folklore, it comes embellishment, more stories, more details, imagination, anyhow. So, same stories, whereas we find in the Gospel, listen, 744. See, I'm recorded in a different way. Listen, very interesting. A man was angling in a lake by himself. After a long while, the float began to move. Now and then, its tip touched the water. The angler was holding the rod tight in his hands, ready to pull it up, when a passerby stopped and said, Sir, can you tell me where Mr. Banerjee lives? There was no reply from the angler, who was just on the point of pulling up the rod. Again and again, the stranger said to him in a loud voice, Sir, can you tell me where Mr. Banerjee lives? But the angler was unconscious of everything around him. His hands were trembling, his eyes fixed on the float. The stranger was annoyed and went on. When he had gone quite a way, the angler's float sank under water, and with one pull of the rod, he landed the fish. He wiped the sweat from his face with his towel and shouted after the stranger, Hey! He said, Come here, listen. But the man would not turn his face. After much shouting, however, he came back and said to the angler, Why are you shouting at me? Why did you ask me about? Said the angler. The stranger said, I repeated the question so many times, said the angler. The stranger said, I repeated the question so many times, and now you are asking me to repeat it once more. The angler replied, At that time my float was about to sink, so I did not hear a word of what you said. Do you know why Sri Ramakrishna told these stories? How one should meditate. This, when we listen to the story, then you have a idea that this is the way I should meditate. Nothing should bother me. But in the Bhagavatam, this story is not in the same way in the Bhagavatam. You know. It seems this part of this story is here, at number 3. I shall not read English. We read it in English. An angler was fishing in a pond. The Avadhuta approached him and asked, "Brother, which way leads to such and such a place?" The float of the rod at that time was indicating that the fish was nibbling at the bait. So the man did not give any reply, but was all attention to his fishing rod. Having first hooked the fish, he turned round and said, "What is it you have been saying, sir?" The Avadhuta saluted him and said, "Sir, thou art my guru. When I sit in the contemplation of the deity of my choice, of my chosen deity, Ishta, God, let me follow thy example, and before finishing my devotions, let me not attain to anything else." Same story, in a different way, different version we find. Next story I already told you, it is also, look how Swami Brahmananda quoted, and how Swami, how the gospel quoted. Very interesting. Listen, both versions. A kite with a fish in its beak was followed by a host of crows and other kites, which were picking at it and trying to snatch the fish away. In whatever direction it went, its tormentors followed it, cawing, till at last they made it let go, and the fish in vexation. Another kite instantly caught the fish and was in its turn followed by the whole lot. The first kite was left unmolested and sat calmly on the branch of a tree. Seeing this quiet and tranquil state of the bird, the Avadhuta saluting him said, "Thou art my guru, for thou hast taught me that peace of mind is possible in this world only when one has given up one's adjuncts, upadhi. Otherwise, there is danger at every step." Look, that is the Swami Brahmananda recorded. And what in the gospel? G314. It is M's record. It is narrated in the Bhagavatam that the Avadhuta had 24 gurus, one of whom was a kite. In a certain place, the fishermen were catching fish. A kite swooped down and snatched a fish. At the sight of the fish, about 1,000 crows chased the kite and made a great noise with their cawing. Whichever way the kite flew with the fish, the crows followed it. The kite flew to the south, and the crows followed it there. The kite flew to the north, and still the crows followed after it. The kite went east and west, but with the same result. As the kite began to fly about in confusion, lo, the fish dropped from its mouth. The crows at once let the kite alone and flew after the fish. Thus relieved of its worries, the kite sat on the branch of a tree and thought, "That wretched fish was at the root of all my troubles. I have not now got rid of it, and therefore I am at peace." The Avadhuta learned this lesson from the kite, that as long as a man has the fish, that is worldly desires, he must perform actions and consequently suffer from worry, anxiety, and restlessness. No sooner does he renounce these desires than his activities fall away and enjoys peace of soul. You know, it is, sometimes it depends upon storytellers. There are some people that are fantastic storytellers. Storytellers, some story you can speak in few words, some you can elaborate it with more details. It depends. Sometimes I do. When I'm lecturing, sometimes, suppose this is a story, I can tell you in 5-6 sentences how to compress it. Because I know sometimes I do. Suppose most of the people read the Gospel of Ramakrishna, so I shall not have to read the whole story. I just tell the kite and the fish. And within few sentences, here perhaps 10 or 12 sentences are there, within four or five sentences I can finish it. That is why I save my time to speak other things. Long story, make it short. That is the technique. This story is not in the Bhagavatam. 5. Ekti jolashoye ekti bok aste aste ekta macher dike lokkho kore dhorte jacche. Pichone ek byad sei boktike lokkho korche. Kintu bok sei dike bukhe pochche na. Obodhut sei bokke namaskar kore bolle, ami jokhon dhyan korte bosbo, tokhon jeno oi rokom chiye na dekhi. 5. A heron was slowly walking on a marsh to catch a fish. Behind there was a fowler aiming at arrow at the heron. But the bird was totally unmindful of this fact. The Abhudhuto, saluting the heron, said, "When I sit in meditation, let me follow the example and never turn back to see who is behind me." Anyhow, this story has gone to in Abhudhuta's name. But original Bhagavatam, it is not there. But it doesn't matter. There's a beautiful story. It is in the Ramayana. Rama's wife was kidnapped by a demon named Ravana. So Rama and his brother Lakshmana were searching Sita in the forest. They came to a lake and Rama found a crane was seated on the shore of the lake, very calm, quiet, serene. Seeing that crane, Rama said to his brother Lakshmana, "Look, that crane is so calm, quiet, serene. And my mind is so perturbed, restless. I am crying for my wife. I have no peace." See, immediately a fish jumped from the lake and raised his head and told Rama, "Oh Rama, shame on you." Rama was an incarnation of God. Savase bijaniyat charitram savasinam. You should not judge anybody's character without living with that person. What do you mean? This crane you are thinking very virtuous, calm, serene, meditating. Do you know what is he doing? That crane ate my children, ate my wife. Now he is meditating on me. He is now meditating on me that when he will eat me. He ate my children, my wife, now he is meditating on me. And you are telling that that crane is a good person. Shame on you. You never lived with the crane, so that is the reason. So you should not judge anybody's character without living with that person. It's a beautiful story. You know, sometimes we judge people. How do you know? The other story also we got from the Bhagavatam, the Momachi, the bee was the guru. Abhudhuta arekti chilo Momachi. মৌমাছি অনেক দিন ধরে কষ্ট করে মধু সঞ্চয় করতে লাগলো। কোথা থেকে একজন মানুষ এসে চাক ভেঙে মধু খেয়ে গেল, তার অনেক দিন ধরে সঞ্চয়ের ধন সে উপভোগ করতে পারলে না। অবধূত তা দেখে মধুকরকে নমস্কার করে বললে, ঠাকুর তুমি আমার গুরু, সঞ্চয় করলে পরিণামে কি হয় আমি তা তোমার হতে শিখলাম। সিক্স, দ্য অবধূত ফাউন্ড অ্যানাদার গুরু ইন এ বি। দি বি হ্যাজ বিন স্টোরিং আপ হানি উইথ লং অ্যান্ড গ্রেট লেবার। এ ম্যান কেম ফ্রম সামওয়্যার, ব্রোক দি হাইভ অ্যান্ড ড্র্যাঙ্ক আপ দি হানি। দি বি ওয়াজ নট ডেস্টিনড টু এনজয় দি ফ্রুট অফ ইটস ওন অফ ইটস লং লেবার। অন সিইং দিস দ্য অবধূত স্যালুটেড দি বি সেইং, লোড দাউ ওয়াজ মাই গুরু, দাউ ফ্রম দি আই লার্ন হোয়াট ইজ শিওর ফেট অফ অ্যাকুমুলেটেড রিচেস। দি বিজ মেক দি হানি, দি বি ক্যান নট এনজয় দি হানি, উই টেক অ্যাওয়ে দি হানি ফ্রম দেম। সাম পিপল অনলি অ্যাকুমুলেটিং মানি মানি মানি, ওয়েন দে যাই আদার পিপল এনজয়। বলে আই লার্ন ফ্রম ইউ দি গোল অফ অ্যাকুমুলেশন। গুরু মিলে লাখ লাখ, শ্যালানা মিলে এক। উপদেশটা অনেক পাওয়া যায় কিন্তু উপদেশ মতো কার্য করে এমন লোক অতি অল্প মেলে। মেন অ্যাজ স্পিরিচুয়াল গাইডস ক্যান বি হ্যাড বাই হান্ড্রেডস অর অফ থাউজেন্ডস, বাট ইট ইজ হার্ড টু গেট এ সিঙ্গল ডিসাইপল ইজ অ্যান এনশিয়েন্ট সেইং। মেনি আর দি পার্সনস হু ক্যান গিভ গুড অ্যাডভাইস, বাট ফিউ দেয়ার আর হু কেয়ার টু ফলো ইট। ইট ইজ এ ভেরি কমন সেইং ইন আওয়ার লাইফ, ইন আওয়ার ট্র্যাডিশন। হান্ড্রেড, ইউ ক্যান গেট হান্ড্রেডস অফ গুরুজ, বাট রিয়েল ডিসাইপলস আর ভেরি ফিউ। আই রিমেম্বার ওয়ান্স আই গট এ টেলিফোন কল ফ্রম নিউ ইয়র্ক, অ্যাট দ্য টাইম আই ওয়াজ লস অ্যাঞ্জেলিস। বলে স্বামী, আই কুড লাইক টু হ্যাভ অ্যান ইন্টারভিউ উইথ ইউ। আমি বললাম ওয়াই? What do you do? I work for TWA. I live in Los Angeles. I heard your name, so I'd like to have an interview. I told him, my goodness, you are in New York. Every corner of the street, a guru is seated there. There are so many gurus. There is a spiritual supermarket in New York. Then she presented me a book, a spiritual supermarket. I have that book. Spiritual supermarket. So many gurus in America now. It is a big business. Guru business. What do these gurus want? Do you know what do they want? Two things. How many disciples I have and how much money I can make. More disciples, more money. I remember in Transcendental Meditation, they used to sell mantra, $125. And then mantra will be sold by discount. Senior citizen discount, student discount. There are some gurus, they give lectures, you know, classes, you know, it's $120 entrance fee. I remember when I was in Hollywood, that one yogi told me, hey Swami, what are you doing? Maharaj, aap kya karte hain? Aap to vidwan hai, charge kijiye. You are a learned man, what are you doing? You are giving everything free to the American people. Charge them. I opened the third eye and I charge $75. You know, Thajai, I should press between the eyebrows, rub three times, few times, give me $75. Then I told Yogiji, He has a wife and children, you know. You have a wife and children, they will enjoy your money. I have none. Who will enjoy my money? अरे महाराज आप क्या करते हैं चार्ज कीजिए अमेरिकन पीपल दे विल हैव टू चार्ज इफ यू गिव फ्री दे विल थिंक इट इज नो गुड समटाइम्स आई सी यू लॉस एंजेलिस टाइम्स यू नो दे गिव सैक्स फिफ्थ एवेन्यू 60% what is called discounts for sale. I can they put 600 times markup and giving 60% discount. It is nothing for them. 600 times markup and giving you 60% discount. And then you say, oh, I got it from Saks Fifth Avenue. My see my dress and all these things. If it is valuable, very expensive, then it is valuable, you know. I don't know. There is a funny Indian story. A guru asked his disciple, Gopal, could you, it is the last time, could you go and bake food? Gurudev, you asked me to practice meditation, so I am now repeating mantra and japam. I cannot go. So the guru went and baked food and cooked and baked food and brought food. And then said, Gopal, can you cook this food? No, sir, I am still repeating mantra. Then Guru cooked and made food ready. Gopal, will you able to come and eat the food? The disciple said, Hey, Gurudev, I disobeyed you twice. It does not look good. I am coming right now. So nowadays, the disciples are like that. You know, when you asked me to bake food, I did not cook food. But you know, you're inviting me to eat. I cannot disobey it because it does not look good. Being a disciple, you know, denying the guru. So he came and ate the food. So now the present age, disciples are like that. It is an Indian folklore. যদি কারো ঠিক ঠিক অনুরাগ আসে ও সে সাধন ভজন প্রয়োজন মনে করে তাহলে নিশ্চয়ই তিনি তার সদ্গুরু জুটিয়ে দেন গুরুর জন্যে সাধুকে চিন্তার করবার দরকার নেই শুজ এ জেনুইন লাভ অব গড কাম টু এ পার্সন অ্যান্ড শুজ হি বি অ্যাংশাস টু পারফর্ম ডিভোশনাল এক্সারসাইজেস God would surely provide him with a properly qualified guru. There need be no anxiety about one. Sadguru. There is some science of a Sadguru, real guru. Shrutriyo. He knows what he is teaching. He knows the inner meaning and external meaning of the scriptures. Word meaning and inner meaning. Abrijino, his character must be pure. An immoral person cannot be a guru. Akama hato, desireless. He will not charge you. Freely you have received, freely you give. Free. There is no bargain, no. But disciples in Indian tradition, but the disciples support the guru. He will not ask anything from you. Akama hato. Shatya Kama, Shatya Sankalpa. He's a man of truth, man of love, man of devotion, man of compassion. A holy person, God. If you are hungry, what do you do? You run to the kitchen, icebox, either cereal or whatever food you have. You must eat if you are hungry. So in spiritual life, if you are really hungry, you will find out what food is available, spiritual food. At that time, you go to your guru. He will feed you. Sri Ramakrishna said, I cooked food, you people come and eat. I made fire, you people come and enjoy the heat. That is Guru's job. He creates the spiritual fire. He creates the spiritual food so that the people can come and enjoy. I make the mold, you cast yourself in that mold, Sri Ramakrishna said. Guru does everything, but you will have to eat it. If you do not eat, you will remain hungry. Guru cannot do that thing for you. You will have to use your hands and the mouth to swallow food. That you will have to do it yourself. Nobody can do it. Such is the reason they say spiritual life is a journey from alone to alone. Your wife cannot practice spiritual life for you, and your husband cannot do for wife. It is all single, one-pointed journey. Sadhguru Jyotiyade, God provides that genuine seeker. He sends Guru to that person. When you read Sri Ramakrishna's life, you will see he did not run after Guru. All Gurus came to him. Bhairavi Brahmani came, a woman Guru, taught him Tantra. Totapuri, a Vedanta monk, came, taught him Vedanta. Ram Lala, there are many Gurus came to Sri Ramakrishna. Amazing. If you are a genuine seeker, all will come to you. You will not have to worry at the right time. When you are hungry, then Guru will come. You know what Vedanta says? Dipta Shira Jalarashimiva. You are in the kitchen. All of a sudden, a fire caught your cloth. What do? You run and jump into the swimming pool. Or you go and you stand under the shower. You must extinguish the fire to save your life. So when you have that burning desire for liberation, you rush, you run toward the Guru. Extinguish this burning pain, suffering, misery from my life. That happens. That is Guru's job. All right, up to this tonight. Up to 8.